Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, now I'm not the PC police at all. This is a weird situation. Now, believe me, I can withstand a whole lot, and there's nothing worse than the looking to be offended crowd. But this ain't it. This seems like someone going out of their way to be mean, seems like a bully type situation. It's weird. So UC Irvine coach Russell Turner, his team, and he's an adult here.
Yes, he's the grown-up in the room.
Yeah, his team just played Oregon last night, okay? And they have a player, Oregon does, that's pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. And his name's Lewis King. He's a freshman. He scored 16 points. Now, he's also a guy who the UC Irvine players were calling Queen all night. Okay, kids will be kids or whatever. So afterwards, somebody noticed in the handshake line that King kind of had something to say to the staff from UC Irvine, okay? And it was asked of Turner, the coach from UC Irvine, hey, what was that all about? He goes, I'll tell you. I was saying double team Queen. Now, this is the adult, the coach. I was saying double team Queen to try to see if I could irritate him. And I did. And I kept talking to my team about what we wanted to do. We were all calling him Queen because I knew it might irritate him. Because of how important he is to their team, you know, like the Queen in chess. It was a play on his name, King. And it bothered him. Started thinking about me. He started thinking about me. He started thinking about our guards. But he came back and he finished the game really strong. And he'd had a thing or two to say to me during the game. And I wanted to let him know what was done out of respect. End quote.
BS.
First of all, what garbage. You know, if you want to respect him, treat him like a man. Second of all, don't be a coach talking mess to a player. You know, there's lines there in sports. If players want to talk to each other, go ahead. Mm-hmm. If coaches want to talk to each other, go ahead. Players should never have stuff talk to them by coaches. Well, coaches should never talk mess to players.
And a coach
ever.
Should not encourage it as a part of his team's strategy to try and win a game.
And the thought here, despite the ridiculous comparison to some chess pieces, is that the coach was trying to feminize King's last name to Queen. I mm-hmm. don't care what the guy has to say. That's my opinion on this. To make him look like some like kind of girly man kind of thing.
He contradicts himself in the course of responding to this last night when he says, we were calling him Queen because I knew it might irritate him. But then goes on to say, because of how important he is to the team, like the Queen
right.
in chess. Well, is he important to the team or do you think this might, like, you think he's like the Queen in chess, an important piece on the board? Or do you think you can get under his skin and now irritate him and try to belittle him by using the term Queen? Which one is it?
Again, like, I'm not offended by Tom Izzo. I'm not offended by a lot of stuff. A lot of people are offended by things. Coaches shouldn't ever be talking to players like this. And you, in this day and age, you don't dance on that line of calling a dude a queen. Jim, you grew up in a different time. You called somebody a queen, it meant something different.
No, this is... Well, this is fifth grade playground stuff.
Well, if you
where the adult steps in and says, "Hey, knock it off," and not only that, but geez, it looks like it turned out to be counterproductive.
Well, it wasn't that he was just encouraging it; he was taking part in it.
I know that's just indefensible as far as I'm concerned.
And you talk about fifth grade playground stuff, Jim. If you found out that your fifth grader's basketball coach were encouraging him to do something like this, you'd blow your top, and you'd call the coach and be like, What are you thinking?
Right,
with
if
these
you
kids?
Were the dad of somebody named King,
yes.
and they were calling him Queen, you'd be mad, right?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Now,
it's
if
just...
you go in and you play a game at Cameron, and all the students are calling him Queen, okay, you're kids,
it's
you're
the
college
student
kids.
Section.
Is it out of line? I don't know. They're college kids, but whenever you're the person that's supposed to provide like the pillar, you're supposed to be the in to think that you took time away from coaching your team,
right?
To talk whatever, you know, the word I'm trying to use, to talk that on another player, UC Irvine's got a can of worms this morning when everybody gets back to campus and everything. And the other part about it is reporters called Dana Altman, the Oregon coach, and Oregon's traveling party, the athletic director mm-hmm. of the sports, and they said, you know, we're about to get on a plane and go back to Eugene. We want to take a whole look at this story before we kind of comment on it.
Lewis King will, I would imagine, have something to say about this morning when they wake up.
He shouldn't be made to withstand.
He shouldn't even have to talk about it.
No, but he shouldn't be made to. Hey, if players want to talk to each other on the floor, so be it.
Right.
He shouldn't be made to withstand being talked to by another coach. Ever.
And by the way, ever. You know, to use your example, if you use Duke as an example, you don't think that Mike Krzyzewski wouldn't grab that PA microphone and tell everybody to shut up? I mean, I would think most college coaches would do that. If the students were doing something like that, the coaches would try to make their students shut up.
This coach is a punk.
That's really ridiculous.
He really is.
Well,
because look at the position it puts the player in. If the player claps back at this dude, he's a bad kid, he's out of line,
right.
He's troublesome, he's this. Look at the corner that it paints this kid in, being you called names by an adult.
I don't want to go old man shaking fist at Cloud here, but it comes back to the same thing we talked about with that guy in Utah and Russell Westbrook mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, where people just have zero respect for each other anymore, and they think that name calling is just a thing that you could... You're the head coach of the basketball team. What are you thinking?
412-928-9370 is that number. You heard the story. The UC Irvine coach calling a kid whose last name is King, Queen. And, you know, whether you think that's homophobic or whether you think that that is in an attempt to feminize the kid's name or not, that's neither here nor there. I think it is, actually. But let's take it for face value that he said he was just talking to the kid to get him out of his game a little bit because he really respects him. And he was like, he's like a queen in chess.
Right.
Let's take it for fact to just the action. You know, I think the guy is acting like a numbskull just for the action of taking time to talk to a player on the other team.
Or even encouraging your own players to do so as some part of your greater overall strategy.
Yeah, your game plan, right.
Maybe there's a reason you're at UC Irvine.
They did go to the tournament. I don't want to diminish the guy's basketball accomplishment. I just think it's flawed to ask your kids to do that. It's abhorrent to participate in that yourself. Eric's in Akron. Eric's on the Fan. Good morning.
Hey guys, I listen to you guys every day. I'm a big fan and grew up in the area in Beaver Falls. But this kind of happened to my son this year. Let me paint the picture real quick. Now, it didn't happen during the game. His freshman year, he attended St. Vincent St. Mary, the home of LeBron James, blah, blah, blah. And we transferred him after his freshman year to Archbishop Hoban High School. I'm not sure if you're familiar with
that. Let's pick it up, though, Eric, all right? We only got a couple minutes
here. And during the basketball game this year, they play once a year. After the game was over, I'm watching the handshake line, and the head coach leans in, says something to my son. I saw my son's reaction to what he said. It wasn't good. Here I find out that he leaned in, and he said, "Don't you wish you would have never left now? They beat us by 15. And I just wanted to comment, guys, it's unacceptable ever for a head coach to say something.
Oh, for any adult, for an adult right. In the stands, for any. And here's the problem, I think. Here's the problem. We're getting a bunch of texts. Bunch of tweets from people say, tough it up, it's sports. People talk, you know, that word all the time, and I'd love to say it, we're just not allowed. Toughen up. Well, no, the problem with this, like, barstool culture right now that people have is that you think that's okay. We've gotten to a place where this is just toughen up. You're so soft. Well, no. In what world do you live in where you think a guy that's like 50 years old or whatever is calling names
yes.
to a 19-year-old freshman in college and they're participating in a basketball game representing their universities and
he's not just a fan in the stands, mind
right,
you.
He's the coach.
Which would be unacceptable
what
enough.
What world do you... See, maybe I'm the guy that needs to check out of this world because I don't want this world. This is nutso to me that... What's that word that people use all the time? Not soft. We're a...
snowflake.
I'm a snowflake. Yeah, right. I'm a snowflake because I don't think a 50-year-old man should be talking to a 19-year-old kid playing basketball.
See, the conversation we're having here is not necessarily even about trash talk.
No.
It's about how a coach comports his or herself on the sideline. And are you the coach that sits there and trash talks
the other
a kid
team
on the
is
other
a,
team?
Breadman points this out, and he's dead right. He said, I've coached for 11 years. The kids on the other team are invisible. I never spoke to one, let alone look at one. This isn't offensive. It's just a punk move. It's not necessary. It's ridiculous. And that's Breadman. He coaches baseball. Mm-hmm. So does his brother. You know, you can congratulate another kid. You could say nice things to another kid, just as Coach K did last night, and you saw the big hug that he gave the two kids from UCF. But I don't think you ever even walk down a road where you say a cross word to somebody on the other team, because you then put the kid in a real bad spot. You know,
because what's he supposed to do?
Correct.
Is he supposed to fire back?
You know what he is? He's a punk, and he's a thug, and he's all that kind of stuff when he comes back at the adult. But he's put in a corner here.
It's the same as the Jazz fan taunting Russell Westbrook and then wondering why Westbrook clapped back at him. Like, you taunt someone from the stands. Like, this is not a zoo. These are not animals in a cage. These are people playing that game out in front of you. And if you want to sit there and consider them that, then your priorities are a little messed up, I think.
Jim, where do you come down on this?
It's stupid for him to do that. And if I'm the player, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I mean, like, I heard this 9 years ago when I was in fifth grade. It's probably nothing he hasn't heard before. But for the adult to do this, I mean,
I hope Oregon doesn't let it die. I really do. I hope it's one of those things Oregon latches onto and is like, crafts a letter and says, we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate our student-athlete participating in an NCAA basketball game and kids are kids. We don't care about the other players. But being harassed by an adult that's supposed to help facilitate this game. And again, that doesn't make me a snowflake. Like, who is in charge of life now?
Who's the adult in the room?
Right. Everybody's
in any situation.
Friend.
Yeah.
Nobody's the coach. Nobody's in charge. Be the adult. They're the kids. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.